Now let's get to work. Elder abuse in Wisconsin. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn, in for Kate Archer-Kent. And while state figures show thousands of elder abuse or neglect cases last year, the underreporting of elder abuse means that the numbers we do have are missing people. People we love and people who've been hurt. So what can we do to protect our parents, our grandparents, and ourselves? Your experiences with elder care, good or bad, would be a valuable thing here this morning, and I'd invite you to join us with your stories at 1-800-642-1234. You can always email us ideas at WPR.org, and we're on Twitter at WPR Mornings. Doreen Getch is the Adult Protective Services Coordinator for the Wisconsin Bureau of Aging and Disability Resources. Doreen, good morning and welcome, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Oh, happy to be here.
Also joining us from the Wisconsin Bureau of Aging and Disability Resources, their Adult Protective Services and Systems Developer, Alice Page. Alice, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
I appreciate your work, and I am grateful that you are here. And let us begin with setting the scene. Alice, would you tell us, describe for us what elder abuse is? Where does it occur? How do you describe what this large, sometimes unseen abuse can be?
Well, in Wisconsin, we have statutory definitions of what constitutes abuse. We have physical, emotional, and sexual abuse, along with financial exploitation, neglect, and self-neglect. And as we all know, abuse can happen to anybody. It affects men and women of all ages, across all races, cultures, religions, and socioeconomic groups. Most occurs in the community, but abuse also occurs in long-term care facilities.
Elder abuse does not discriminate, Alice?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Doreen Getch, do we have a handle on how prevalent the problem of elder abuse is in Wisconsin?
Oh, we certainly do. Since our department has kept statistics, the reports of alleged abuse have increased every year. For instance, in 2020, APS units across the state received over 10,000 reports of alleged abuse and neglect in Wisconsin.
Over 10,000.
Correct.
And I'd mentioned before, and you'd mentioned that these numbers go up every year. Is this because, as you see it, Doreen, an increase in elder abuse or an increase in reporting and identifying and reporting elder abuse?
I think it's an increase in identifying and reporting. Elder abuse is way underreported nationally. It's the hidden crime that no one wants to talk about.
Why is it so hidden?
I think it's because people don't want to believe it happens to older adults, that people are very familiar with abuse and neglect when it comes to children. But when it comes to adults, they don't have an idea that it really happens to adults. And the victims of elder abuse are often reluctant to come forward because usually it's a family member or someone that they trust or know who is abusing them.
Hmm. Alice Page, advocates have worried that the pandemic caused underreporting of abuse, and we've heard from Doreen that is part of the problem. So what effect would you say that the pandemic had on elder abuse identifying and reporting?
Well, the big thing was that many older adults who are already isolated for a number of reasons became even more isolated during the pandemic. Many who were living in facilities were in facilities that were locked down because of the pandemic. Others who may have been living in the community, their adult children or their caregivers were reluctant to come to see them for fear of bringing the COVID virus to them, which we know would have more significant effects on older adults. So the isolation or the greater isolation of the pandemic provided an opportunity for abuse situations that were already in place to continue or to escalate, and for it provided new opportunities where abuse wasn't happening because people realized that not so many eyes and ears were on our older adults during the pandemic. And our adult protective services workers in the counties reported to us that for the first months of the pandemic, Doreen described it as eerily quiet. They weren't getting reports, and now what we're finding is sort of that dam is broken, and the cases that are being reported and investigated for the last several months have been more severe, more complex. APS workers are finding older adults in worse condition, more have required hospitalizations. So the pandemic was sort of the perfect storm for elder abuse to either continue or to begin in various households.
That's Alice Page. She's an adult protective services and systems developer with the Wisconsin Bureau of Aging and Disability Resources. Also joined by Doreen Gretsch from the Wisconsin Bureau of Aging and Disability Resources. And they're here for your questions. Do you know what signs of elder abuse to look for? And what other questions would you have about elder abuse? How to identify it, and what happens when you report it? And Doreen Gretsch, let's go there for a moment. When there is a reported case of elder abuse, who is it that reports it?
Anybody can report elder abuse. However, primarily in Wisconsin, we receive a majority of our reports from healthcare providers. And I want the audience to know that anybody can report and anybody can remain anonymous when they report elder abuse. But what happens when a report is received is that it is received at the local level, at the county level, and it is either screened in or screened out according to statutes. If it is screened in, it is assigned to an adult protective services worker who makes contact with the victim and whoever is surrounded by that elder person.
And where would somebody go to report elder abuse, Doreen?
It can either be reported at the local level, or there is a toll-free hotline in Wisconsin. I can give you that number. It is 1-833-586-0107, or you can go directly to the website and you can report online, which is reportelderabusewisconsin.org.
reportelderabusewisconsin.org, or the hotline, 833-586-0107. If you missed the number or website, hang tight, we'll give it out again, because it's important. And as we heard, especially in as we are reopening from the pandemic, and what we are finding in terms of elder abuse and how we can identify it as a community for our loved ones. Your questions, your stories at 1-800-642-1234. Our guests, Doreen Gretsch and Alice Page from the Wisconsin Bureau of Aging and Disability Resources. I'm Lee Rayburn, and this is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. In March, WBAY-TV in Green Bay searched thousands of records for the 175 assisted living and adult family homes in Brown County alone. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn, and they found 16 facilities that were cited for neglect or abuse in the past year and reports of injuries and deaths. And what are we going to do about that? What are the signs of elder abuse? And what effective steps can we take to keep our seniors safe? Your calls this morning at 1-800-642-1234. Your emails, ideas@wpr.org. And our guest this morning, Doreen Gretsch, is the Adult Protective Services Coordinator for the Wisconsin Bureau of Aging and Disability Resources. Alice Page is an Adult Protective Services and Systems Developer with the Wisconsin Bureau of Aging and Disability Resources. And Doreen, let me ask you, what does the data tell us about who's committing the elder abuse in Wisconsin?
Well, the data unfortunately shows what is a national trend and probably a worldly trend, is that it's family members. It's last year in Wisconsin, 16% of the allegations were against adult sons, and 14% of the allegations were adult daughters. So normally it's usually someone close and trusted by the older adult.
And Alice, when it comes to criminal charges as a result of elder abuse, what's the process like and how often do we see it?
Well, that's unfortunate. It is often these cases are referred to law enforcement when there's criminal activity, but very few of these cases are prosecuted. One of the issues is that we have valuable limited resources, and so prosecutors tend to not focus on this. There's still a bit of some thinking that these are sort of family matters, that they're not issues that should be brought out into the open and looked at by law enforcement and prosecutors. Prosecutors, we do have some excellent elder abuse prosecutors in Wisconsin who are working not only on abuse, but financial exploitation, which is a huge problem in Wisconsin. It is the, after self-neglect, it is the second largest category of reports that we receive in Wisconsin for older adults. Older adults tend to be targeted for financial exploitation just because they tend to have more money. They've got pensions, Social Security. They may own a home, that kind of thing. So they tend to be the target of about 80% of our reports in Wisconsin.
80%. Doreen, Elliot from Ashland called, couldn't stay with us, but wanted to mention a Netflix film called I Care a Lot that touches on financial elder abuse by scammers. Are you familiar with the film? And can you put is there a dollar amount we can find on what this means, financial abuse for our elderly?
Well, in Wisconsin, for the first time ever last year, we asked counties to report specifically on financial exploitation, and they did. We had in Wisconsin a total of 1,700 reports just of financial exploitation, and the total amount that was reported that was lost in Wisconsin was $31.6 million. And we do know that that is a real underestimate because of the fact that these crimes and these allegations are underreported.
How are these criminals getting more than $31 million from our seniors?
It's amazing. It was just reported in the news, I believe, last week that a person in Sheboygan, one person alone, lost $19,000 to the grandparent scam.
I'm sorry, the grandparent scam?
Yes, this is one of the more common types of scams nationally, where a person calls an older adult and says, Grandma, I'm in jail. I can't tell anybody about it, but I need bail money and I need all sorts of money, and convinces this elder person that, in fact, this is their grandson or granddaughter. And unfortunately, the older adult goes to the bank, withdraws often large sums of cash, and sends them off to the scammers.
Of course Grandma would do that for me. Doreen Getch is, and so it makes, I mean, at first the dollar amount is stunning, and then you find out the way they get into it, and it, you can understand why somebody might be willing to do that, no questions asked. Absolutely. Doreen Getch is the Adult Protective Services Coordinator for the Wisconsin Bureau of Aging and Disability Resources. Alice Page, also with the Wisconsin Bureau of Aging and Disability Resources. And tell me what to look for. Tell me how I can identify it. Give me some idea of how we can take steps in our own days to prevent elder abuse here. And I'd like to ask both of you. So, Alice, I'm going to ask you to go first.
Well, really, the most important thing is if you have an older adult that you're close to, a parent, a grandparent, an aunt, uncle, the best thing you can do is stay in contact with the person. Eyes and ears on a person is what prevents abuse. A lot of the abuse, and I use that word broadly, as Doreen mentioned earlier, is committed by family members. So having other family members with eyes and ears on the person. Same if you've got someone in a facility. Facility people tend to be more isolated. And so the more you can visit, the more you can have a presence in that facility, the better care your loved one is going to get and the less likely they are to be abused. So it's really watching, knowing the signs of elder abuse, working with your older adult loved one's bank. Banks can be a tremendous asset. They receive training on how to identify potential financial exploitation. Just knowing, as I said, the signs of all the types of abuse. If you notice, for example, that say your mother may sort of become withdrawn or act differently in the presence of another sibling or some other adult. That may be a sign that that person is abusing that person, because the person may appear withdrawn or agitated, those kinds of things. So there's signs of red flags of all the types of abuse. It would take too long to go through all those, right. But obviously if you see uncharacteristic bruising, you know, broken bones, if you hear stories about how something happened, an injury happened, and it just doesn't add up, that's a red flag. So those are just some of the things that you can do, but more eyes and ears, the better your loved one is going to be.
And Doreen Getch, I'm sorry, we've got about 30 seconds, but is there more to add to that?
I would just say, and I always say this, if it doesn't feel right, if a situation makes your stomach hurt, it's probably not right. And you don't have to prove that something is going on. Report, and let the Adult Protective Services professionals investigate. Their whole job is to make that adult safe and figure out what is going on.
Doreen Getch, Alice Page, thank you both for joining us this morning.
You're most welcome.
Thank you.
Doreen and Alice are both with the Wisconsin Bureau of Aging and Disability Resources, and I'd like to reiterate those resources that are available to you and the words of our guests who say, report, report, report. If you suspect someone who is elderly is being abused in any way, the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline will follow up. That number is 833-586-0107. That number again, 833-586-0107. We also have a link to the Report Elder Abuse Wisconsin website on our webpage, which you can find anytime at wpr.org/mornings. That's wpr.org/mornings. After the news, we take on the end of the war in Afghanistan for the hour. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.